Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead, lots to get to, plenty of the NFL, the Super Bowl matchup is set, it will be Chiefs and Eagles in the Super Bowl, the Andy Reid Bowl, Chiefs, Eagles in the Super Bowl, the Kelce Bowl, Jason Travis Kelce, Andy Reid's former team and his current team in the Super Bowl coming up in 2 weeks. Bill Bush back in studio with us for today, probably the whole week again. Coach, good to have you.
Oh, great to be back.
What do we all got? What do we all have here?
We've got coffee today.
Did you ever see that SNL skit, Coffee Talk? Coffee Talk?
No.
It's like three women. They're on a couch. It's back in, I think it was 80s or 90s. And it was...
With Chris Farley?
No, it's three women.
He dressed up as a woman one
time. It might have been Mike Myers.
Okay.
Coffee Talk. Throw out a topic, discuss.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Sipple tells a joke last night. We're one for one. We're one for one today.
I'm verklempt. discuss. Talk amongst yourselves.
That's how they did it on the show.
Yeah, the funniest one. This is at this point.
Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care.
The funniest one was they actually had callers. And a caller named Tina Vina called in.
There it is already.
And Mike Myers. I think it was Mike Myers.
I was going to assume it was funnier when you saw it.
Yeah.
The Mike Myers character said, wait a second. Your name is Tina Vina? It was pretty funny. I agree, we had to see it.
We didn't see it,
so it's not near as funny, but it's okay.
Oh, boy. All right. Talk amongst
yourself. Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Call them today at 402-440-6297. We had two games yesterday in the NFL. Again, the first game, Eagles blast the Niners 31-7. Injury to Brock Purdy early on hurt the Niners there. Josh Johnson then also got hurt, the backup.
Yeah.
So it went back to Brock Purdy, who could not throw the football because of his elbow, got hit by Hassan Reddick earlier in the game. And that game just never really became anything because of the injury to Brock Purdy.
It's just a weird exercise in watching a team like Purdy played in the second half
He couldn't throw.
No, that injury, if it is what they said it was, it's going to be very hard to grip the ball. And so those,
into the mic.
That's what was going on. I thought I was into it pretty good there.
There you go. But now you're into it.
But that would cause a problem for it. The play that he gets hurt is something that always has kind of befuddled me. And I'm sure that, again, NFL guys know their stuff, and there's a great enough clips of people doing it correctly to see why it's done. So I'm not blaming a coach or anything with that. But the play he gets injured on is that they have one of their best pass rushers. And who was blocking him, Jake?
Was that Mike McGlinchey on the right side, it was right tackle, or is it a running back?
Tight end.
Oh, George
so the
Kittle?
Tight end was the one that was blocking. No. We're on a different game here now. Kittle does not play for the Eagles.
Jake,
I said Niners, though.
With that? No, I'm talking about the injury to Purdy.
Yeah.
Yeah. At that, when he got hurt like that, it wasn't – I'm trying to think what it was. It wasn't Kittle. I'm trying to think who it was.
Well, he's a tight end for the Niners.
Yeah, you're right, Jake.
You're right. But I screwed that one up. But they had
reset
like that. But they had a tight end block, and I watched it again this morning.
Who was that?
That's very difficult of a task for having that guy to be able to block him.
Okay.
And I said maybe it was Kittle. I just saw there was a tight end that was the one that was blocking him on that play.
Tight end, Jake.
I don't know the backup tight end for the Niners.
But interesting play to have him have to be able to block him, and obviously that's the play he gets injured on, which obviously affected the entire game, you know, from that point on. And still they go into halftime, at least if they just field the ball, catch the ball, it's going to go 14-7 into halftime. Still was a long ways from winning the game, but it could have been a little more interesting. But then when they have the turnover right before halftime, that just kind of ended things real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 31-7 Eagles pound the Niners. They're in the NFC, they're in the Super Bowl. They had really had no tough games at all. I mean, they blast the Giants last week, and then of course were aided by injury to Brock Purdy, and they handle the Niners. So they go into the Super Bowl, you know, not, I'm saying not well rested at all, but not really tested so far this postseason.
Yeah, two big wins for them, by a lot of points, and very dominant in every fashion. But we talked about it on Friday. Was again their front for the Eagles showed up.
Oh God,
their front, and I thought they
and Sue.
I thought they played very angry.
Sue did play well.
I thought their whole team was angry.
Sue took Josh Johnson out.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sue hit. I mean, it was legal. Good hit. But Johnson's head snapped back on the
turf, and that's rough contact. When they re-showed that, it was like, oh wow, that's not good.
Right, and so that was early in the second half. So now you're in a quandary. Did you see what they were doing? They were getting McCaffrey ready.
Well, they probably should have gone to him.
To run
McCaffrey
him
as a wildcat was a better option at that point than a Brock Purdy that could not throw the football and would not throw the football.
The question Bill would raise, and I can do it too because I'm sort of like a coach. How much offense does McCaffrey know? Can he go into the huddle and call an offense, or is he just going to run wildcat plays every time?
It's going to be mostly wildcat with a couple of probably quick game, three-step throws.
Can he do that?
Something of that nature. They'd have some sort of a play action. Yeah. I'm sure he'd be able to do a couple of those things.
Does he know those plays? Does he know?
It'd be very limited. It'd be very, very limited. That's where you always go through the – know who's up on your roster. You can have three quarterbacks up, but it's always who's going to be. So generally anymore, it's always two that's available for you. So that always makes it for very, very, very tough. I'm sure it hit him right away when he was out. I guarantee you that was one of those things that McCaffrey was aware of. Also, what was interesting was if you saw him trying to change his helmet,
right,
to put on the microphone,
to put
helmet,
on the mic helmet,
however that adjustment is made. I don't know
how
that gets done.
McCaffrey not even under center with that crowd. I mean, that was incredibly loud, and he's got to call plays in that situation. It would have been. See, now what I thought, guys, I thought it was a fascinating study in the second half to watch a team go three quarterbacks down basically, and then try to do it. You couldn't. Philly's defense just teed off on him. I mean, Philly's defense was having a party. I mean, they couldn't do anything. They just loaded up the line of scrimmage. You saw what the Niners were doing. They're trying to run reverses and like some gadget stuff. I mean, didn't
Eagles
work.
Were prepared for that.
Yeah, because he couldn't throw the ball down.
They knew that. Yeah.
You take away the downfield throw against that defense, now it's party time, right?
Yeah, there was no chance of anything that they could do. The part that's the most interesting about the being down the two quarterbacks, no matter what you would do if you were down to your third quarterback would be, you know, devastating. That's their fifth quarterback. He's not the third quarterback. Right. He's the fifth, because the first two guys are already on the sideline with stocking caps on.
Yeah,
and so
Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo.
And so that was their fifth quarterback that was basically in the game like that. So you couldn't even imagine that. What a great job coaching by that staff. I mean, to get Purdy to come in. What did he win, six games?
I think he won more than that.
Six, seven of that.
Yeah, but that was his first loss, and it's because he couldn't play.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying he would have won the game.
Couldn't throw. He obviously couldn't throw.
But incredible job by that staff to get him to where – who would be on their third quarterback and be in that situation going into the game with a chance, obviously a very good chance, going into that game with your third quarterback.
And Jake would know more about this than either of us would, but Josh Johnson, that's his 14th team.
Yeah.
He's played for 14 teams.
If you look at his resume –
Year 15, right?
Like, yeah. Year 15, 14th team.
Yeah. What a retirement. He's gonna have an unbelievable pension. His pension is gonna be unreal. Yeah.
This is at least his third. It might be his fourth stint with the Niners. Too. Like, he's bounced around. If you look at his career, he had 3 years off the bat with Tampa Bay, and then it was a whole like 1 year stints with these different teams, including the Niners three times.
Wow,
with different coaches.
14 teams in 15 years. He also played in the AAFL.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he's played on
Alliance of American Football, whatever that was.
Yes.
I think he played
that short-term league.
Yeah, USFL a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, the guy just
– Alphabet.
He's a lifer, man. He's a lifer.
Yeah.
As a backup quarterback.
It wasn't too bad. And then he goes down. It's like, okay, now what? Yeah. It was fascinating to watch. Like, they were getting – like Bill said, they were getting McCaffrey another helmet with a mic on. Purdy was standing over there. I can't even imagine what the discussion would be. Like, hey, guys, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it would be – Then have to be able to bring Purdy back into the game, hand off, which was smart if they could do that. That was a smart thing for them to do at that time. And then the one thing came up that I thought about late in the game, which was concerning to me.
Okay.
Was you see McCaffrey and they got their double reverse pass, they flip it back to him, he's getting hit. Then like the very end of the game with like 2 minutes to go, they got a reverse to Deebo Samuel.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's 31-7 and you're on a running back at quarterback. At that point in time, you get one of those guys hurt. You get one of those guys hurt with an ACL or
something
some
like
sort
the
of
game
a,
over basically.
With the game completely over. Yeah. Because basically they're done for the next year. That's a year rehab. That you would miss the whole next season, basically.
Oh God!
I mean, he's carrying the ball, getting hit. Yeah. I'm like, at
Deebo
that point,
got crushed.
At that point late. In time, yeah. At that point in time, it's like the shot that Deebo took late in the game on the reverse. Yeah. It was a real shot.
Yeah, he took.
And
a
I'm
shot.
Just like, oh please, just let this everyone get to their next phase. There was nothing you could do to win that game.
So no. Sue's going to the Super Bowl.
Yes, he is.
That. Now, I hadn't seen a lot of Philly like you guys. That defense is ferocious. They're ferocious. That's the only way to describe it.
Yeah, their defensive line just gets home every time.
Their running backs are interesting to me. Miles Sanders, who I don't know. Jake, do you remember him at Penn State?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, he had one good year.
He was solid at Penn State.
He had 1,200 yards in his last year.
You don't remember Miles Sanders at Penn State?
A little bit.
He was good.
Yeah, I remember him a little bit. And then who's the other?
Boston Scott. And they have
the main one, 14.
Gainwell.
Gainwell, yeah. They got three running backs there.
Kenneth Gainwell, who came on late, it sounds like, in the season. Yeah, interesting. Interesting team. Jalen Hurts was singing Fly, Eagle,
yeah,
Fly.
I got that for you, right? You ready to make the dogs?
Now hold
Lincoln,
on. I want to give him Howell. A shout. Can I give him a shout-out first? So Terry Bradshaw is on the stage.
Yes.
And they're having, you know, their little – what would you – celebration.
Yeah,
he's
post
giving him the
celebration.
Trophy.
Right.
Giving him the trophy and all that. And Bradshaw basically asked him to sing that song.
He did.
What if he didn't know the words?
I know. Yeah.
I was horrified. I was horrified for him. But he did. He knew every word. Do it.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
That's beautiful.
Fly.
You let the fans finish that. There you go. There's Jalen Hurts.
Pretty elaborate. Yeah.
On
pretty
the
elaborate.
Spot, again, as Sip said, that could have put him in a terrible position to say, I don't know the words.
Oh, God.
You won't get booed by the fans, but you'll be
cheered
by a little bit.
They remember that, yeah. You'd have to somehow some other way to get out of it without saying, I don't know the words.
I can't sing, man.
That'd be the time it's like you fake an injury, you go down, something like that.
Or you know what you might do? You might say, you know, the guys, there's other guys up there with you. You say, come on, guys, help me out here.
Help me out. He did it by himself.
Yeah. Travis, Kelsey.
Yep. No.
No.
No. Jason.
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 Jason. start it off.
Help, yeah. Come on, guys.
Yeah,
help,
yeah. But he knew. But no, Hurts, being the dude that he is, knew every word, and they're somewhat elaborate lyrics.
They were pretty good.
I mean, it's not John Lennon, but it's pretty elaborate.
Yeah.
Right. It was not John Lennon.
The dogs are howling across Lincoln, but he did a good job.
Yeah.
It's great. 31-7, Eagles beat the Niners on to the Super Bowl. Last night was the better game of the two, more competitive. The Chiefs win 23-20 on a field goal by Harrison Butker from 45 yards to win the game. There was 3 seconds to go after that. The Bengals didn't do anything on the kickoff. And the Chiefs win 23-20. This, and we talked about this on Friday. That
we did.
The Chiefs going into a game, although they were favored, but they were, to most people, an underdog still. Even though they were favored in Vegas, to most people, they felt like an underdog because of Mahomes not fully healthy. Burrow has their number. You know, they beat him 3 straight times. And just, it felt like no one was giving them a chance yesterday. Now,
right. You're right.
In the first quarter, they held the Bengals to 0 yards of offense because of 3 sacks that negated any sort of positive plays.
Penalties.
But still, only 2 field goals. So they had all this going for them, only up 6-0. And then, you know, the Bengals tie it up in the second half. Chiefs go ahead. Bengals tie it. And then Bengals have the ball late. They don't convert. They get a punt. And, of course, you know, the Joseph Osai penalty on a third down run by Patrick Mahomes to get a first down. Tacks on 15. Field goal is good. Chiefs win 23-20.
Bill,
you had a defense for Joseph Osai, possibly, Coach Bush? Or there was
not a defense for the play, no. Okay. Just that there was more to it than
that.
More to obviously,
when
we rewatched the play, Sam Hubbard lost contain. And so there's a containment player, so he was chasing with obviously great energy to go catch him.
He lost contain on that right side where Mahomes ripped off that run.
If you watch the play, he goes up and under. He's kind of upfield, and all of a sudden he feels Mahomes there, and he steps inside, gets outside for him. So him losing contain was also part of that play. Now, in the end, that is still, you know, the call was correct. Like that, and there was a lot of calls that weren't correct in that game.
Right,
that one was a correct.
Jake was losing.
That was 100% a correct call.
Yeah.
With what happened, so it was very interesting for it to feel bad for it to come down to that. I've been part of those, unfortunately, on both sides, where somebody's trying to make a play on the sideline and they strain, and they had. I don't think they wanted to call it, but they had to call it.
What if you don't throw that flag?
Yeah, it was pretty. When I was pulling for the Bengals, when I'm watching it live, I knew they're calling and saying, "What are you doing, Osai? He's out of bounds." I know you didn't like give
him
a full shove, but
you
shoved him. You can't do that.
Mahomes, 2 feet out.
He wasn't turning up field. He was out of bounds. You got to get out of there.
2 feet out.
If he just somewhat touches him, they probably let it go. But since he got launched into the bench, it was completely.
He launched himself in the bench too. Yeah, he hurt himself.
They probably took out a bunch of the players on the bench. It was that, but it was that's a tough one. That's a really really tough one to live with, because if they don't have that penalty right there, there's going to be 8 seconds left.
Okay.
And what'd you say, Jake? Did you say it was going to be 60-yard field goal?
It would have been a 60-yard. At that point, with 8 seconds, it would have been a 60-yard field goal, but the 15 yards tacked on made it 45. And you heard Jay Feely, the kicking guru for the game, saying that these guys in warm-ups were not going over 50 yards because of the cold.
32-yard line.
Yeah.
32-yard line was the marker.
So what the Bengals would have done, they'd have played a defense it's called sideline. And so sideline defense is, and you rarely see this. You just don't need this unless it be so extra long in college ball because the clock stops on a first down. So they would basically build a fence around the sideline.
Oh.
And so let any balls be completed in the middle of the field, because by the time they completed the ball, right there, they have to run up there and spike it.
Right.
8 seconds, you can't do that. So they would just let them complete a ball, keep them in bounds, run up there. They wouldn't have a chance to do it. So they didn't.
What do they call that?
What's that? Sideline.
Sideline.
Just call it sideline. You have it in college, but you don't ever use it, because if they throw the ball down there in college for 10 yards or whatever the yardage is,
clock stops.
And it's a first down, the clock stops. So you can spike it.
Interesting.
NFL, it doesn't stop. So that's where the part was so different, and how seconds matter in this situation. There was 2 things that happened in that drive, if you go back and watch it, which I watched this morning.
Oh, really?
I felt the clock didn't start on time on the punt, because it used 9 seconds of clock
on
up.
The punt.
And so
wait a second.
One of the reasons for the game going the Chiefs' way was the unbelievable punt return. The punt return was
Sky
huge.
Sky
Moore. Good job, Jake. Yeah, Sky Moore had a 27-yard punt return.
To midfield.
Yeah.
So,
huge.
So they didn't.
Huge.
So they, being the Bengals, didn't move him at all, which means the ball went right down the center.
They were
in hold-up mode.
Oh, boy.
So they knew that was going to happen. But I just watched the clock today, and I go, they should have taken more time. Well, I didn't think it started until, because basically it's going to take 6.2 seconds for the ball, for the time that it takes 2 seconds basically for the punt to get off. And I'm sure that the clock was, the hang time was over four. So you're about at 6.2, 6.3. Well, and the whole play is over, to only use 9 seconds. And then also,
it's a big return
with that. And then also the one when they tackled Isaiah Pacheco in bounds, he goes down, like he hits the ground at 21 seconds. It goes to 19. And they bring it
home cooking.
They bring it back to 21.
Oh,
well,
they did.
That means they would have had to have called timeout simultaneously with him hitting the ground. That to happen.
By the way, Pacheco, Isaiah Pacheco, that play was big too. There was a couple hidden plays.
Yeah,
you're right.
He broke a tackle and got 10 more yards basically.
Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco is a demon. I mean, he run. That's a kid word that my grand.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kids use demon. He's a demon. He is a hard runner.
He runs hard.
He's a hard runner.
He had a touchdown run earlier that was really. He broke like three tackles in the way of the end zone.
Pacheco was playing like his life depended on winning. I mean that was a screen pass I think that he took downfield.
Yep.
It was huge.
Broke two tackles there, and then still cut 10 yards. Out
of him. I mean, I think he almost had to take himself out of the game because he had expended everything. And he obviously went back in, but. Yeah, it was incredible. And then don't ever – I mean, we're probably burying the lead a little bit. Mahomes being able to get that first down on a bad ankle. That was really – he didn't run much at all. He didn't have a run like that all game.
No.
But when the chips were down, there he goes, and somehow he did it. His ankle was bad.
He was gimpy out there.
Oh, God,
sure.
It was not good. He is a dog. I mean, that dude – And you know what else I noticed about Jalen Hurts and Mahomes? Do you notice in the postgame? Both those guys won't talk about themselves. Bradshaw asked Jalen Hurts, like, how's this feel for you? And Hurts said, I don't want to make this about me. This is about the city of Philadelphia. It's about this team. Mahomes wouldn't – he doesn't talk about himself. He said, how about Butker? Nailed that kick.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are team guys. They are. They're young guys, team guys. They're going to lead those organizations for years to come. Man, they're lucky.
It was the last run that Mahomes made was impressive.
Whoa.
Really impressive. The strain in that.
Yeah.
That was
He's in pain.
So that was, third and three or third and four? He got the first down. Would have been, he avoided fourth and one.
It was third and four.
Yeah, third and four.
Third and four
in
the play.
Yep.
So that was – they did it. He did an unbelievable job. But there were so many things that I thought that Andy Reid did with the number of check downs and the easy throws that he was able to make. And they pointed out during the game, during the broadcast also, on what his numbers were in the pocket. Mahomes, really good.
Okay.
So being an in-the-pocket guy, he does that really well also. He just does everything really well. But they also took a bunch of check downs, easy throws, spot-up plays into zone coverage. Maybe sometimes a couple of them were Tampa 2.
Really?
Simple, yeah, Tampa 2.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah,
there was some. I was all over that.
There were some Tampa 2.
Stop my own eyes.
Yeah. I was almost going to text you guys. I see that Tampa 2.
Is that right?
So there was some spot ups like that they read, and he took them very quickly too. He took the check downs. He took the easy
middle of the field's open, right?
Middle of the field open. Here you go.
Well, it's also
Tampa 2 safety's way back.
It's impressive with the fact that you look at
throws were underneath Sipple, wasn't even close to that area.
Since he has Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. And
oh God,
the Chiefs have not much. I mean,
they're banged
they don't
up.
Have any? They don't have a lot of skill like those guys.
No, they're banged up too.
On their team, Travis Kelce's really good as a tight end, obviously,
and he was
best
up.
In the NFL. He's banged up, but who's Mahomes throwing to? And he still gets that many yards, still makes a big play, or still wins the game,
right? You know what?
Without any sort of the weapons that Joe Burrow has right now,
Romo's not on top of his game anymore. But he did make a good point about Mahomes the injured Mahomes versus the non-injured Mahomes. He's almost in more control. He's more controlled with an injury. He doesn't freelance as much. So he doesn't get himself in trouble. I mean, it's almost sort of a better version of him in some ways, I thought. Am I off on that?
Coach? A little bit. Yeah, you don't want to be. Yeah, you don't want to get. He's not better with that. He's
in some ways. In some ways. No. He might not be. What if I said this? What if I said this way? Could I convince you? He's maybe not as reckless.
Could be. Again, I'm going to go no. I'm going to stick with
Let's
no.
Let's see if I can keep doing
anyway,
this.
Anyway,
maybe. Go back to that coffee. Do that coffee.
coffee talk.
Coffee talk.
Oh,
yeah.
Coffee talk.
Yeah.
Coffee talk. Tina Vina.
There's the joke. His face just turned red.
There was.
When you make yourself laugh so hard that your face turns red, please zoom in on that if it's possible. If it's possible.
So let's go to the callers. No big whoop.
Yeah.
There was a moment, I believe it was third quarter, might have been early fourth, when the Chiefs have the ball, and it's 3rd and 9.
Wait a second. When was this?
It's either early fourth or late third.
Think about it.
It's fourth.
Okay, fourth quarter. Chiefs tie game. Chiefs they have the ball on their own side of the field, 3rd and 9. They throw a pass, don't get the first down, and there's confusion saying, okay, what's going on? They're resetting the clock.
Yeah.
It's 4th and 3. No, now it's 3rd and 9 again. So there was one ref that didn't call. He tried to call the playoff, but you couldn't hear it. There was no whistle. Now, in that moment, I mean, you've been in some crazy moments as a coach, obviously. Have you seen something like that before, where there's a 3rd and 9, the play happened. We all think the play is over, but I guess it never really happened.
Not like that. Not at that moment. That's for sure. Because usually you would
I've
see
never seen
it,
that.
They show it at the very end. He makes like one quick wave before.
The ref comes from the corner.
From the corner. No one else is making any sort of gesture. It wasn't like he kept running. If I'm correct, am I right on this? That when after he made the gesture and the play kept going, he like stopped.
Yes,
and
stopped.
That's why it's confusion.
Yeah, if it wasn't, you would have kept running and waving and blowing your whistle to you wouldn't all of a sudden be like, well, let's see what happens.
That was kind of like that. It was kind of like that.
If he was going to call the play, if the play was going to be called dead, you would continue to blow the play dead.
Right. Now,
that's what you would continue to do.
They let it
happen. The argument, though, would be if one guy saw that ref and backed off, then that play's got to be dead.
Did you see that, though?
Well, I don't know.
Looked like a normal play to me.
Yeah.
We all thought it was 4th and 3.
But if one defender saw
that. Both teams
were
on the sideline. They departed, the play's over. They were on the sideline. The punt team was out there, and they started talking. It was so confusing. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I'm watching, I'm like, what do you mean 3rd down? They gave him the whole play over?
They did.
Yeah, they gave him the whole play.
Zach Taylor wanted to kill some more, and I wouldn't blame him. He was like, what are you talking about?
And
3rd and 9 again.
He handles himself well, though. He was fired up. He should have been.
Where the error comes in that people don't talk about, they thought about, the official – and they said, well, they didn't wind the clock or stop the clock. They didn't handle the clock management. That's why the play stopped.
Right.
How does that happen? How does that happen that the play
Human
clock
error.
Was all that and that wasn't handled pre-snap? So no matter what, it's a giant error by the officials to all of a sudden not catch it at that time, whatever it was. So that was a big error. It was
Human
a
very, error.
Yeah.
It was a bad one, though.
Yeah.
You're right. The Bengals – I'd say there are 3 or 4 instances where the Bengals got screwed pretty bad. If I were a Bengals coach, it would be all I can do not to say anything to somebody. You know,
then the next play they
with
get a
the
sack.
NFL, like what?
But a penalty.
Yeah. Next play, they got the sack, but there's a defensive holding on Eli Apple. Yeah. First down, Chiefs.
He was holding.
He was holding.
He tackled the guy.
I know. Yeah, he was.
He was trying to tackle the guy.
But the play should have not.
Valdez Scantling.
But
say it again.
Valdez Scantling. Marquez Valdez.
Who was huge in that game, by the way. Valdez Scantling.
But you just think at that point, if you're any Bengals fan or Zach Taylor saying, "Oh my God, what? I mean, really?" Really?
I know.
Yes, it was holding, still, he said it shouldn't be 3rd down. It should be 4th and 3 right now. We should be punting.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
But as you're watching that game, it was the Chiefs were the dominant team in that game. Would they have 6 sacks? 4 in the first half.
I think you're right.
Chris Jones
was a monster.
They were still the better team. Then all of a sudden you're watching it, and I told my wife, I'm like, the Bengals are going to pull this off. They don't really have. I mean, after they got the 1st down on 3rd and 16,
yes,
I'm like, they're going to build. They're going to have this happen
when Burrow hit Jamar Chase over the
middle. No, it wasn't Chase.
It was Hayden Hurst, wasn't it?
Hurst, yeah.
Tight end on the right side.
On the out route.
You're talking about the fourth and six.
Yeah.
Which was also an incredible play. The big play call.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, it was one of those things where it's like all of a sudden it's like, wow.
They're going to pull this off.
They have a chance to be in position to be able to do this. And like I said, then they had the big punt return.
Oh.
Was such a game changer. The penalty is what will come out forever. Yep. And if you watch the special teams coordinator, who, again, my mentor, Darren Simmons,
Okay. Could
you have got that
name? For
the Bengals. He's going nuts because, and I saw it.
Well, I'm helping the
listeners. There is a block in the back on the play where the guy should have high screened. High screen means you turn your back to him. It's a high screen that you do. And then it's not a clip then. The player for the Chiefs did not turn his back. He blocked the guy in the back.
No call.
No call.
I see.
No call.
The Bengals, I think they might have got screwed.
But that was interesting. It was.
Those are two big calls we're talking about right there.
You'll see after the play is over, if you rewatch it, you'll see right afterwards.
There was a block in the back,
call. You'll see Darren Simmons just charging the field.
Oh, boy.
On the no call. Now, with that, like I said, you know, generally you want to go with a Reno, a Lincoln call, which means right or left.
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to try to move the returner a little bit to have a situation.
Nah, down the middle.
And they put it right down the middle. It was like right into the wheelhouse.
Oh,
and
boy.
So we had, and he also did a good job.
Make you want to puke if you're a Bengals coach.
Sure. I mean,
you'd be
we've seen that in Nebraska before, which was unfortunate.
Well, yeah, at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one actually missed the mark by 40.
Yeah, I'm aware
by
what it
40
missed.
Yards. It would have been heavenly to go down the middle. He missed it. He missed the side. Reno went
to
Lincoln.
I hope the side. Just do it.
Reno. It was not Reno. It went to Lincoln. Reno, I imagine, is the right side.
Yeah, nice. You put that. You sleuth that together right away too. So good on that. Just the repressive right and left.
There. Yeah. Put Reno. A bracelet on his wrist.
Reno, you could go with Raleigh.
So there was a lot of things happening that late in the game, through that entire game, a lot of different things that took place.
God.
But the Chiefs got it done, and so that's impressive.
Post game, you know, Mahomes was talking with, I think, Tracy Wolfson on the sideline, and
it
got interrupted real quickly by Travis Kelce.
Well, not only Kelce, but the first guy.
Well, I'm not playing his.
I know,
playing
you play
Travis.
That one, but the offensive
line. The first person was the best because he came up and said, respect him.
Stamp him.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm like,
he said, stamp him.
I think Mahomes gets a lot of respect. he's the best quarterback in the NFL, and everyone.
I don't know, weren't people talking up Burrow quite a bit before this game?
Well, they were, but I'm just telling you.
Burrowhead?
No, I don't think there was anybody disrespecting Mahomes.
Really, no.
That was not happening.
So here is Travis Kelce interrupting an interview with Patrick Mahomes post game.
Oh, thank God, man. Whoa! In Mahomes' house!
That is pretty funny. I got to give it to Kelce.
I just want
to
thank God.
Kelce's kind of a buffoon, but that's pretty funny.
There is one more. This is on the stage. Now, when they had the celebration after all the post game, all the. You know, Jim Nance is now on the stage.
Yeah, this guy borderline inappropriate.
Right.
It was trending that way.
So, as you know, before the week ahead of the game, you know, the Cincinnati mayor got involved, was joining in on this whole Burrowhead idea of Arrowhead now being Joe Burrowhead. Yeah. Well, Travis Kelce didn't like that very much. Neither did any Chiefs fan. Here is Travis Kelce one more time, full of life, full of energy, on the stage, midfield, with Jim Nance.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party.
He called him a jabroni.
Yeah, the mayor.
The mayor of Cincinnati. Mayor. Know your role.
They were slinging arrows at Burrow a little bit. Even Mahomes did. He said, "We don't have any cigars, but we're going to the Super Bowl."
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
by him.
Yeah, I mean, they clearly heard all that talk, and it motivated them. All the Burrowhead.
It's also nice to hear the Beastie Boys mentioned.
Yeah,
it's very nice to hear the Beastie Boys mentioned. Yeah, that's a great
song. That's your wheelhouse.
For your right to buy.
Right there. That's an all-time classic song right there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All-time classic.
Beastie Boys, yes. Yeah. Travis
you don't like the Beastie Boys?
I didn't say that. I take issue with. I don't know if that's. Yeah, maybe.
That's the Beastie Boys.
Might be an all-time classic.
For one time, yeah. Well, he just got. They just quoted it after a game, so it wasn't like they didn't.
So Eagles, Chiefs, Super Bowl, two weeks from yesterday.
Eagles, Chiefs. How do we feel about Eagles, Chiefs?
Well, it's, again, there's two stories where it's Andy Reid against his former team. It's Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce. That's one narrative. The NFL loves storylines going into big games. There's narratives there. But I don't know. I mean, I would like to see the Bengals in the game. I just think the Bengals right now, because of the receivers they have of Chase and Higgins, are just the more interesting team than the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs have been there five straight years in the championship game. Yeah, kind of. I personally am bored of the Chiefs.
Really?
I like the new blood. The Bengals made it last year. I want to see what they could do for a couple years. So I selfishly wanted the Bengals, but obviously the Chiefs will have a great chance to win the game. Yep. It's not my desired matchup, but I'll be watching.
I think it's going to be an exciting matchup. I haven't delved into it too deep with what's going on. If you just had to make a pick right now, the team that looked more impressive was obviously the Eagles,
yes.
Just because I'm still so impressed with their – I mean, they won the game. I know the quarterback down, but I mean that Hurts only had like 137 yards passing.
They ran for 140 plus.
Because they didn't have to. The defense did a great job, set him up, and also he has the ability to run the ball. They had designed runs for him in the game.
They did,
and that's always impressive. Their O line is really good, and their D line is really good. So generally, big bodies up front in those situations are always an advantage. I think Mahomes will be healthier.
Well, that's what you watch.
He will not be 100%.
That's what you watch.
But he'll be healthier.
That's what I was going to say. The next 2 weeks, you really watch Mahomes in that ankle. Because, as we established, the Philly pass rush is ferocious. They're ferocious up front.
They get home every play, it feels like. They're always there.
So it's going to be a little different. The Bengals are good. I mean, they're a good pass rushing team, but not like the Eagles.
No.
But that was shocking how that started off. Was it? 3 sacks in the first quarter.
Yeah. They had zero yards of offense with those sacks.
And they just got ran by. It was shocking what that looked like up front. And they weren't able to, obviously, in the Bills game for the Bengals, they ran the ball really well, play action. No one got close to Burrow in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing changed right away. And I'm sure that has to, no matter what, that affects your clock in your head. When you get sacked 3 times in the first quarter, that always affects you.
Oh, yeah.
But to the same point, last year they were down pretty big to KC in that game and came back at once.
Yep.
So Burrow will never doubt himself. He's going to say, bad start, but we're only down by 6. We gave two field goals. It wasn't 14-0, it was 6-0.
Yep. He's tougher.
Defense saved you there, and he rebounded and still had a good second half. But
it was a great game.
Chiefs, Eagles in 2 weeks. When we come back, the Sam Hoiberg Show was fun, but didn't result in a win for Nebraska basketball. Discuss that next early break in the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.